Many years ago, I walked through a Fall River mill with Louis Shea, an outstanding fire chief in a long line of chiefs who led a proud and well-tested department. And Shea pointed that day to the oil-soaked floors of the mill. He told me that once a fire hits those floors, it moves with frightening speed and is almost impossible to contain. I thought of Chief Shea a few days back when my wife Paula and I drove to a place near our house in Fall River. Usually we enjoy a wonderful view across the Taunton River to Somerset from there. But on this day, we looked down at the burning, smoking remains of a mill on Weaver Street that was once a part of a thriving mill economy. We looked at a piece of history destroyed in just a few hours. The fire sent ash to settle on cars and buildings on both sides of the river, and it claimed one more of those magnificent mills that have survived for more than a century and tell of a time when people went to the mills to work brutally hard for owners who controlled their lives with an often cruel and cold detachment. A woman who worked in the mills once told me of a Christmas Eve when the workers left to find a sign over the door telling them the mill was closed until further notice. If you've lived in Fall River for any length of time, the mills color your sense of the place. You can't go far in the city without seeing one. I can remember a classic milltown moment when a man running for Congress decided that there was a powerful photo op to be had in shaking hands with women working at their sewing machines in a garment shop. These were the piecework ladies, and they worked through mountains of cloth and were paid by what they produced. Time was money, and shaking a candidate's hand was time lost. So a piecework lady swatted the candidate's hand away, and the campaign moved elsewhere. There are people in Fall River who still remember family members carrying dinner pails to the mills. Some of those dinner pails are still around. The soup went in a container at the top, if I remember correctly. But the mill economy moved south. There was a brief time when the Fall River mills were home to one of the first mill outlet districts in the country. They were outdone by outlets in slicker digs in easier-to-reach places. In a scramble for economic survival, the mills have been converted to all kinds of uses: housing, medical offices, restaurants, a methadone clinic, a workshop where a friend once made bass guitars. They're still manufacturing, though on a lesser scale. The mills stand as monuments to a time when Fall River produced more cotton cloth than any other city in the world. They stand as monuments to hard work with little romance attached. People went into the mills young and came out old. And sometimes their age catches up with the mills. Sometimes a small fire hits one of those oil-soaked floors and becomes a big fire. We have seen it again and again in Fall River and Pawtucket, Providence, New Bedford, places where the mills once drove the economy and where they continue to stand in a wonderful, stubborn defiance of the sleek and the new. But sometimes they burn. Fall River is a city of spectacular fires, fires that light up the sky and draw crowds and often create a terrible uncertainty because of the potential for the flames to jump from one close-standing building to another. And the latest, the mill on Weaver Street, is still smoldering. But nearby businesses were spared. The Fall River Fire Department had used the mill as a training site because Fall River firefighters have to know how to deal with a burning mill. The owner of a fitness center nearby the site has offered those firefighters free memberships.